Thank you, Sam. Gosh, what a lot you've achieved. Track 12. Next, we have 24 Hours in Holt and find out how this pretty little town has bucked the trend and is thriving.
A Georgian gem tucked a few miles inland from North Norfolk's famed coast, Holt is one of the county's most popular towns. A small community packed with great shops, art galleries and places to eat and drink, it's a magnet for holidaymakers looking to enjoy its relaxed ambience and abundant charm. It is also home to leading public school Greshams, among whose alumni are industrialist Sir James Dyson, poet Stephen Spender, composer Benjamin Britten, the rugby-playing Youngs, actor Olivia Colman and Sir Christopher Cockerell, inventor of the hovercraft. Breakfast and coffee time. There are some super little places, from little coffee shops tucked in side streets to the bigger, established cafes and pubs. The Black Apollo Coffee House in the High Street is especially worth checking out, with a great reputation for high-quality coffee. Shopping time. For more than 250 years, Bakers and Lana's has dominated Holt's shopping landscape. The much-loved department store has all the bases covered, from building supplies to soft furnishing, fashion and homewares. Particularly worth visiting is the award-winning food hall, and the wine cellar is an absolute treasure trove for anophiles. With a cafe as well, you could easily spend hours shopping with the occasional refreshment break. While Baker's has been the mainstay of the town's retail scene for so long, there's been a recent revival in the wider town, with the energetic Love Holt, Holt and District Chamber of Trade driving the trend. A number of pop-up shops have been invited in, with great success. Other towns will be envious of the relatively few shops available to let. More permanently, leading opticians and hearing care specialists Cecil Amory opened its 10th Norfolk branch in the Apple Yard, a commitment made during the pandemic and a statement of confidence in Holt by this long-established Norfolk family firm. "We are very excited to come to Holt and welcome new patients to the practice," says Robert Amory. There's a good representation of national chains in the High Street, but the independent movement is strong, and you can find all sorts, from quirky gifts and little treasures to antiques, stylish fashion and footwear, and electrical goods. Arena is a popular choice for gift givers year-round, with a range of candles and diffusers, plus eclectic wares from around the world, from colourful Peruvian rugs to woven African baskets and placemats. Given Holt's booming retail scene, you won't be surprised to discover upmarket interior store Neptune, offering aspirational pieces and inspirational ideas. Kitchen and bathroom experts Marinello also have a Holt showroom, which displays some of its super stylish designs. And if you want to take home something beautiful for you or as a gift, be sure to drop into Crown House Flowers and bag a bouquet of beautiful blooms. Green-figured shoppers will also fancy the just-refurbished Holt Garden Centre and Garden Terrace Cafe in nearby Kelling, a cornucopia of outdoor living inspiration. Also just out of town on the Thornage Road is the Holt Antiques and Interiors Centre, a favourite if you love browsing antiques and curiosities, or for interior designers who know they can find that just right piece. Lunchtime. If you miss breakfast but are not ready for lunch, browse the delicious options on the brunch menu at the Wandering Whelk in Chapel Yard. A firm Norfolk Magazine favourite is the Owl Tea Room, which has been dishing up delicious food and drink for more than 90 years. Their latest idea is Owl Fresco, serving cookies and shakes in the nearby Greshams Prep School grounds. You might fancy freshly cooked fish and chips. Eric's in Fish Hill, where else, has a great reputation for high quality. Wells Deli is popular with people looking for the vegetarian option, and if you enjoy a glass of something for your lunch, the King's Head will fit the bill. For a sweet treat, follow your nose to the door of chocolate and coffee experts Harris and James, who have just opened their fourth East Anglian store in Holt. Their chocolate is a lighter in sugar content too, so you get that intense flavour without the guilt. Arty afternoon? After lunch, what better way to spend an afternoon browsing some of the beautiful art on show in the town's galleries? Adrian Hill Fine Art is a high-quality space showing works from leading artists from around the country. The gallery has been showing art for almost 50 years, with many exciting artists' work on display. Bertram Gallery is a contemporary space featuring designer jewellery, original prints, studio ceramics, glass and photography, as well as paintings. And Colin Rawling's Red Dot Gallery is packed with quirky, fun and beautiful pieces, which you almost certainly won't find anywhere else. Utopia, the unexpected gallery, brings a glorious mix of the contemporary and the classic. At Make Holt in the Shire Hall, you'll find carefully curated work by quality makers from Norfolk and around. The Mindful Atelier is a pottery paradise full of pretty fun things where owner Gokchi wants you to feel the art and inspire you with good feeling every time you reach for the mug, plate or cup. Well, why not? Dinner time. At the end of a long day, you'll be ready to refuel with a good meal at one of the town's popular venues. One name synonymous with Holt for many years has been Byford's, a restaurant with a loyal following who enjoy the quality and range on offer from the kitchen. The Feathers, too, has been a mainstay of the town for centuries, an old coaching inn which has moved with the times but kept a traditional flavour. If you're pushing the boat out, a little further out of the town centre, you'll find a luxury hotel and restaurant, The Pheasant. Getting there. Best to take a relaxed view when driving to Holt. The winding Norfolk roads encourage an easy pace, though as the town has been bypassed for many years, getting into the centre is quite easy. Once in the town, be aware that though parking is available, from short stay in the main streets to long stay just out of the centre, spaces do fill up quickly. An alternative and rather fun approach is to let the train take the strain. It's not the usual Greater Anglia fare, though, but the heritage North Norfolk railway line known as the Poppy Line. This begins its journey in Sheringham and meanders through the countryside to arrive at Holt Station, and from there it's a quick taxi ride or a walk into town. Staying there. If you're looking for an overnight stay to make the most of your time in Holt, you can book a very comfortable room in one of the town centre's historic pubs. If you're looking for quirky, then how about a stay in a shepherd's hut, or perhaps a bell tent, or an old antique shop? You'll find all of these around the town. And there's a marvellous market. On Sunday market days, Marketplace and Starplane are closed to traffic to allow around 40 independent traders the space to show off their wares. Makers, street food traders, vinyl DJs and buskers bring their special brand of excitement and fun, while many of Holt's independent shops are open, making for a great day out. Holt's traders are a generous bunch, and they've banded together to offer shoppers the opportunity to get rewards for spending in the town through the My Holt Loyalty app. You can redeem loyalty tokens and take advantage of incredible offers and prizes from Holt's eclectic mix of independents through it. You can expect great savings and exclusive offers on your phone, whether it's a cheese and wine tasting or a masterclass in photography. My Holt also features an exciting monthly draw, which offers the chance to win a fantastic local prize just by visiting Holt and making at least one transaction in the month. The lucky winner is chosen at random on the last day of the month. More at myholt.app.